Okay, let's do the Gemara again. Gufa. Amar Ravuna, Amar Rav. Says Ravuna the name of Rav. Moide b'shtasha kosvoi, ein tzorech lekaimoi. What does that mean? That if the loiva admits that he wrote the star, ein tzorech lekaimoi, which means that the malva doesn't have to bring edim to say that the star is not mezuyev. And not only that, says Rashi, Moide b'shtasha kosvoi, loiva shahide b'shtasha kosvoi, val piv nechtemu edim, ein amalva tzorech lekaimoi, v'edim achasumim boi. He doesn't have to be mekayim it. She'ein ha'loive shuv ne'mon loimal perativ. That he's not believed to say that he paid up the star. In other words, if the star is not mekuyim, he's believed to say perati, he's believed to say mezuyev, he's believed to say it's not a star. If the star is mekuyim, he's not believed to say perati, right? If you have a regular star that two edim say it's a good star, you can't believe you paid it up. So if the loive himself admits a good star is a good star, and then he says porati, he's still not believed. It's as if the star is already mekuyim, and he's not believed to say that he paid up the loan porati. V'lo yamrine b'hai ha'pesh osa hu ha'pesh hitir. Ask Rashi a question. Why don't you say pesh osa pesh hitir? The mechivin sh'omar kosha hoya, since he admits it was a good star, because he wrote it, hare huch zek ha'star. So the star is a good star. V'chi oma paratif loy mehemon. And when he says he paid it up, he's not believed. Sharei biyada malvahu, because it's in the hands of the malva, and therefore he's not believed to say porati. Says the Gemara, Omle Rav Nachman, Gnuve Gnova Lomaloch, Yisvir Loch Remeir, Emloch Remeir. In other words, okay, that's the Gemara before, that follows Remeir. Omle, Umare, Chesvir Le, Omle, Kosva Kamon Ladina, Amrin Lu, Zilu, Kaimish, Tereiche, Vechoyse Ladina, which means I hold that you have to be Mekayim the star. So he argues on it. Then the Gemara says, there's one last Gemara, Om Rav Yudom Rav, Ho'ay Meshtar Amonu Zeh, Einoy Nemon. If a person says, it's a star Amonu, Loi Lova Klum, I didn't borrow anything, El Kosvei Mesor El Malva Shem Tzach L'Lova Yilvenu, Ve'emine Shleitvenu Elim Kein Malveyu. In other words, it was a pre-star. There was never, the loan was never given over, and in other the malva comes with a star. And the loiva says, yeah, it's a good star, but you should know the edim are good edim, but it's a star amona, which means the money was never given over. It was star was pre-given before the money was given. So Gemara says, ain't an emon. So Gemara said, the common man, who says it? Ilemi could come a loiva pshita, kol kamine. Velet come a malva, tovelo bracha. So the malva says it. So for sure, excellent. He's admitting that it's not a good star. Ela de kamri edim. So the Gemara says, I've given it to makach pshita. Leman v'inik v'inik. Amar Rava says the Gemara, La'ilam dekama loiva u'de Ravuna. The Amar Ravuna moide b'shtashe kosvoi, ein tzorech lekaimoi. In other words, the same thing as well. In other words, moide b'shtashe kosvoi Ravuna, says Rashi, v'ashmin Rav Yudah nami hochi, the loiva sh'amar, kesavtiv u'mesaltiv loi. In other words, another form of moide b'shtashe kosvoi, that the loiva says, I wrote the star, and I gave it to him, and Adim signed on it. Avostar amonu, but it's not a good star. It was a pre-loan star. So the same thing. Basically, we see two things from this Gemara. Which means, if the loiver comes along and says that I wrote the star, it's a good star, and either I paid up the loan, or the star was a pre-star and the loan was never given over, ain't tzorech lekaimoi. The malva doesn't even have to bring edim that the star is a good star. He doesn't have to be mekayim the chasimus. It's like considered nechkeru eduson, and he's not believed with the tain of parati, and he's not believed to say shtar amon huzeh. That's what this Gemara says. Atkan. Any questions? Arya, you look puzzled. No question. Good. Because Moide B'shtashe Kosvoi, then we said last week, we said, Ein Tzorech L'Kaimoi, Reb Nochem, whatever the Pshat is, meaning it's like he's Mekayim, the Loiv is Mekayim the star himself. He's like the Edim. He said that the Hoidos Badin Kim Edim Domi, he's Mekayim the star, so he's not believed. If you have a regular star, could a person say, Porati, I paid up? Of course not. It's the same thing over here. He's not believed to say Parati. He's not believed to say Shtar Amon Huzeh. That's all the Gemara says. Comes along Tosfos and asks a question by the Tosfos on the left side. Vim Toimar, Umay Taima Loi Mehemen Bemigu Di Boya Oma Mezuyef. Why is the Loivin not believed Parua Migu De Mezuyef? Why is the Loivin not believed to say that I paid it up? Because I could have said it's not a good star. If the marvel would have come to him with the star, is the Loivin believed to say Mezuyef? It's a false star?
If there are no Edim.
There are no Edim, right? It's Moedim Shtar Shikoslai. That means he's the one who is Mekayim the star. That means if a guy comes to him with a star with no Edim, Armakuyim, which means a regular star, nothing, we don't know if these even are good signatures. Could the Levi say Mezuyef? 100%. That's what Levi can say. That's why the Malva has to bring Edim, that it's a good star. So the question is, why when he says Perua, is he not believed? Perua, Migu de Mezuyef. He could have said Mezuyef. He's a Migu, he's believed. You saw, what's the answer? What does Rashi give us the answer? No. No. What does Rashi say? What? Rashi, we just did the Rashi. V'loy amrine b'haya pesh oso pesh yitir, d'mchivin sh'oma kosho yo, hari uch ze gestar, v'chi oma perativ, loy mehemen, sh'arei b'yad amalvu. What does that mean? That's right. That's a Tosis. Look and jump to the bottom of Tosis. By one other side. Believe him, he wants to say, believe me, Perua, Migu de Mezuyev. Believe me, it's paid up, because I could have said it's not a good star. So when I say it's paid up, I say it's a good star, but it's paid up, believe me.
So if you're Parati, why would he have the star?
That's a Rashi, the island Rashi, that's Rashi says. So Tosis says, look at the bottom of Tosis, before we get to Tosis answers. But Tosis says, in number one, on the bottom, Aval ein lefarish de loy mehemen be migu loy ma perua u mishum di parish toche biyode my boy. Don't say, like Rashi says, toche biyode my boy, which by the way, the svara probably is like a migu b'mokim chazoka, which means that if I paid it up, why do you have the star? I should have the star. Shestoch, it's like a chazoka. I don't have the star. So it's a migu, you want to say migu, b'mokim chazoka, it's not going to work. Shtoche biyode my boy. So you can't say that. Because unless the Gemara then says that if a guy says, and then he says, Amona, it's not a good star, we also say he's not believed.
Yeah,
and over there you don't have that svara. Is that true? What does Rashi say over there? Look in the Gimel and Rashi. The loiv is not believed to say shtar Amona. Same thing. So the Pnei Yeshua says, I don't know what Tosfos wants. Rashi says, why don't you have a Perua Migu de Mezuyef? Because Shtocha Biyad my boy. What does that mean? There's a Chazaka. If I paid up, what's the star doing in your hands? Tosfos said, don't say that Svara, because by Shtar money you don't have that Svara. You do have that Svara. Because Shtar money, there's a Chazaka. A person doesn't give a star. And have an Edom sign in it and pre-gives a star beforehand.
Then there's no such thing as star.
Exactly.
But there is.
Well,
I mean, we wouldn't be talking about.
No, but there's no such thing. There's no such thing with a migu. It's a migu, but makam zaka that you don't have.
So then you could never make an argument about a mana.
You could, if it's not makuyim and I'm not makayim it. Then you can say that. Why not? You can say Mezuyef also.
It doesn't matter if it's Mekuyim or not Mekuyim, if it's Amona.
You're right. So you believe to say, you're saying that, no, but a Taina Nega Chazaka, you believe. A Migu, which is not a real, it just gives me strength, B'mokam Chazaka Lamin. Okay, that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. I just pointed out, I learned the Gemara, I learned like Rashi, I didn't understand what Taisa even was saying.
If you believe in Amona without a Migu, you certainly should believe in Amona with a Migu.
Not in a case where he's Moed B'Shtar Shekosvay, because he admits it's a good star. Okay, but that's fine. Let's go back to Tosfos. So Tosfos has a question. What's the question? Tosfos says that why you not believed Perua Migu de Mezuyef, which means the guy admits it's a good star, right? Admits a good star, and right away he says, by the way, I paid it up, Perua. So he should. So Tosfos has a question. So why aren't you believed? He could have said Mezuyef, which means he didn't have to say Moed B'Shtar Shekosvay. He could have said it's not a good star. So it's a Perua Migu de Mezuyef. Why do you believe it's Perua Migu de Mezuyef? That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos answers, V'yesh Leimau, the Shema Yoyre Loiva Leimau mizuyuf pen yakrishuhu v'lekamigu. Taisa says that maybe the loiva is afraid to say mizuyuf pen yakrishuhu v'lekamigu because they might contradict him. So he's afraid to say mizuyuf, and therefore he's afraid to say that, and therefore there's no migu. Why is he afraid to say mizuyuf, says Taisa? What's the reason? Pen yakrishu. What does it mean? Yakrishu.
You're going to have proof.
I know. So,
Adam will show up.
Adam will show up and say, what? That's a good star.
That's not
right. Not mizuyif. And when he says perua, why is he not afraid?
It doesn't matter if the Adam comes.
Because
it,
I'll tell you the reason why. Because when he says perua and Adam come, so Adam
they're
will say,
coming to prove there was
a good star, correct? Correct. So when Adam come and say that it's a good loan, and he says perua, does he have to pay?
Somebody probably has to.
He has to pay, right? He's not believed. But he's not yore loima to say perua. Why? Because he's not going to be contradicted. The Edom will say it's a good star. He'll have to pay. Now he doesn't have to pay. Edom will come. He'll have to pay. Okay. But he doesn't look like a liar. But if he says mizuyev, and they'll say bring to Edom, and so it's a good star, so therefore he'll come as a liar. So Taisa says there's no migu. Why? Because he doesn't want to say mizuyev. Because mizuyev will end up being contradicted. Perua has no problem saying. I, Adam, will come and say it's a good star, and he'll have to end up paying. Okay, he'll still claim his innocence. He'll have to pay because it's a good star. But to say mizuyif, he doesn't want to say, and therefore there's no migu. Pashut mod, Taisa's first teretz. Then Taisa says, Upirish hakuntres b'makam acher. The timer, the reason is, mishum de dvar teure ein tzorech kiyum. That min ha-teure, you don't need kiyum. The Edom machasum emal ashtar nasa kemish nechre edusin bebezdin v'rabbonon udatzrichu kiyum. The min haTorah we say Edom is considered edus on the star, and the Chachamim said you need kiyum ki toin mezuyifu. Aval b'shal tainus kegoin peru lo yitzrichu kiyum. What's Taisa saying? What's he saying?
Saying the only reason that you need kiyum on Edom is because somebody might say mizuyif, and you need the kiyum to counter that argument.
Okay.
But the guy's not saying mizuyif.
He's not saying mizuyif. Then what's the name? Then you don't need kiyum. So it's ready mekuyum. But the question is, let him be believed. Peruah migum mizuyif.
No, but it's already mekuyum.
So in other words, there's no migum because it's already mekuyum.
It's already mekuyum.
Because I know, but isn't that the time of migu? What's this saying?
No, because he's not.
Why is mizuyif a weaker claim? I understand what they're saying.
Because once he claims mizuyif, then you have to go into verifying. Or maybe it's sort of connected to the first thing. Once you claim mizuyif, then the shtar has to be verified.
Okay, that's what he wants.
So you haven't helped yourself at all.
Yes, you have. Because you don't have
just
to pay.
You're just delaying until.
Okay, but you don't have to pay. That's not what Taisa is saying.
No.
Taisa is saying that why doesn't he have a perua migre mizuyif? She seems to say like this. Then where do I say that it's not a good edus if I tie in a mezuyif? But if I tie in a perua, then min haTorah k'nech k'edusim bebezdin. Right? That's what Taisa is saying. Where do I say that two edim on a star is not considered good edus and it's not nechkara? Is when I say mezuyif midrabbanon. Chacham said that when you say mezuyif, then you need kiyum.
Therefore, when I say it's a good star, I'm not adding anything. It's already established it's a good star.
So therefore?
So if I'm not hearing anything, I have no migu. It was established without me saying it's a good
right, in other words, if I'm not claiming mezuyif, then we revert back to the original halacha from the Torah that it's a good star, and hence I don't have a migu.
Right, because I'm not hearing anything by admitting it's a good star.
Is that what Taisa is saying, Seth? You understand it? No. I have a hard time with Taisa because it's a reasoning I don't understand. Because the question is, consider it not that I said not mizuyif. Consider I said perua. Believe me, perua. Migud and mizuyif, and therefore you'd need kiyum. So I don't fully understand what he's trying to say. I don't. They're all busy with this. I don't understand what he's trying to say. The reason, the logic. Again, Taisa seems to say. Pashut Pshat Taisa seems to say. So then you admit that's a good star. So therefore you're not believed to say perua because he said it's a good star. So Taisa asks a question. What do you mean? Believed you when you say perua with a migu. You could have said mizuyif. So when I said perua, I should be believed. So the first answer is, he's afraid to say mezuyif, so he doesn't have a migu. That teretz I understand. Second type of the answer is that since minatera, really the shtar is a good shtar anyway, the only time it's not a good shtar is when you say mezuyif. So when you say pu'ua, it is a good shtar. So if it's a good shtar, so you have no migu.
No,
so the question is, what do you mean? But if I could have said mezuyif, it wouldn't have been a good start. So believe me, pu'ua, migu and mezuyif. So what's that you're saying?
What,
Joe? I think we do believe you. When you say pu'ua, you're really saying two things, right? You're saying that the star is good.
Right.
Right, and that I paid it up. So once you say pu'ua, then we do believe you that the star is good. We just don't believe you that you paid it up.
Why not? You should be believed.
So you, at that point, once we believe you that the star is good...
So it's like a migulum afreya? So what's that? It's like a migulum afreya?
No, once we believe you on the first part of your statement, then the star is mekuyam.
Why not? That's believe me with a migu. So isn't that what every migu is? Isn't that what every migu is?
What I hear
Tosfos. Why is Miku Mokamadim?
Oh,
so you're saying like this. You're saying that when I say Mizuyev, then there's no Nechkela. But when I just say Perua, then there is a Nechkela. It reversed back to the original halacha. But the problem is that when I say Perua, I should be believed as if I say Mizuyev, and it shouldn't be Nechkela. That's what Miku Mizuyev means.
But we do believe you.
So I don't understand quite what he says. I'm just telling you there's two. There's two achronim who say pshat and teisrus. One is a bissazam melter, the Evan Ozel, and one is a bachanan kavichurim. I'd like to go through both these shitas in the achronim, and we'll have two understandings in this teisrus, and you'll see that a whole new understanding teisrus, and they're both correct. They're both correct, and they both teach us something about migu. So, comes along a bissazam melter, and he says, there's one thing which is called a migu. Whatever the lumdus of a migu is, I could have said this, and therefore when I say this, believe me as if I said that. The koyach that gives me neimonas, believe me what I'm saying, because if I wanted to lie, I could have lied better. That's a migu. And then there's something else called a pesha osar. What's a pesha osar? What is a pesha osar? So the Gemara says, it's actually Gemara. Number two, Omer Ravasi, minayin la pesha osar, hu pesha hita min ha-toyre. How do I know there's such a concept? As a pesha osa pesha hitir, number two, next page. Pesha osa pesha hitir min ha-toyre, what does that mean? That in other words, I'm the one who asked it, and I'm the one who's matter it. Shenemar, as biti nasati liisho zeh liisho. Liish osra, hazeh hitiro. So the father says, I gave my daughter over to a man, this man. So therefore, I'm believed with a pesha osar. I'm saying I gave over to a man, she's forbidden to all men. And then I said to this man, so I permitted it to this man. So you see, there's a pesha osar, pesha hitir. It's a pasuk min haTorah. So the Gemara says, lama likra svarihi, hu asra v'hu sharila. So the Gemara says, you don't really need a pasuk, it's a svara. Hu asra la, it's like exercise kasif, but we have a svara, hu asra la v'hu sharila. So before we get to Tosfos, so the Machne Ephraim is the first one. So Tosfos, by the way, learns that a pesha osar is not better than a migu. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says pesha osar is a migu di'i boi shosik. Are you hear what that means? A migu di'i boi shosik. A migu that I could have kept quiet. That's all it is.
I had a different time.
In other words, a regular migu means, believe me on A, because I could have said B, so believe me on A, as if I would have said B, whatever B would have given me, A gives me also. A migu, a pesha osar, is a migu that I could have said nothing. So migu diboy shosek, I didn't have to say anything. So if I say something, believe me. That's the Taisa learns, a pesha osar. Look at number 2a. Minayin la pesha osar pesha hitim in a term of Zemes vidin sati. Mashma, de'ena av neman lahatas bitoy kesha osra, elamachas migu. Right? It's only a migu, Taisa says. What's a migu di boy shosik? So he says, V'teima, kiven din bo echad v'ome kedash is biti lacha shol amocha ma lepreni kedashtio lo yenemon ki zahav shalek a migu. So Taisa says, so if I say, as biti nosati today, and tomorrow I say li'isha zeh, I should not be believed. Why? Because it's called a migu lemafreya. Because I'm giving a migu and Iboy Shosig was yesterday when I could have kept quiet yesterday. So that's a migu and I'm afraid it shouldn't help. So Tais is busy with that. Clearly Tais learns it's a migu. Comes along the Machan Ephraim, number three, and the Machan Ephraim said, look what he says. V'ikili yunei ulemekim b'hai mil sashambu b'chol mokim. Ha'pesh osu u'pesh itil me'eze tam havei. What's the reason to a pesh osar? Imishu migu motubo the chazaka loy mishakel migu di boy aveshosak. It's like a person is not lying. He could have kept quiet. So therefore, if he says something, believe him. That's a migu. Hapesh osar pesh itil means he could have kept quiet and said nothing. The woman would have been permitted to everybody. So he says she's forbidden, but permitted to this man. Believe him. It's a migu di boy shosik. Idilma. Time alav mishum migu havia ela mishum dechol mokam she'ein lanu cheskas iso ela alpiv nemon ulahatir masha asar. Which means, not because it's a migu, it's stronger than a migu. If the only way you know something is forbidden is because of him, then you have to allow him to permit it as well. It's almost like a migu, it's a little stronger than a migu. By the way, our Gemara, you can also learn two ways. When a guy says, and he says Perua. So the question is, you can be relieved Perua either with a migu that he could have said Mezuyev, or he has a Pesha Osar, because he didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to be Maida Bistasha Kasvai. And he would have just said Perua, he would have been believed. So that's a Pesha Osar. Yes, it would have been.
No, the guy still has the document.
Without any Aiden. See, if he could have.
That's what Tosu says. But the Raisa would be.
Well, slow down. But in other words, I'm showing you that certain migus are only migus. Certain migus are Pesha Osar as well. If I could have kept quiet and gained the same thing, that's ready, not a regular migu, that's a Pesha Osar. In other words, some migus are migu, regular migu. A person says chetzishli, believe me, chetzishli, because I could have said kulashli. That's a migu. Migu diboy, in some cases, are Pesha Osar. He says the Pesha Osar is stronger. Pesha Osar is not just a regular migu. It means, if I would have kept quiet, I would have gotten the same thing. So whatever I say, Pesha Osar, who are Pesha Yeter. That's stronger than a regular migu. That's what Machan Ephraim says. And the Machan Ephraim says, Nafkamin is, by the way, in the case of Hezbiti Nusati Nishazeh, he says if it happens the next day, if you learn because of Pesha Osar, then Pesha Osar is believed even the next day. If it's a migu, it has to be right away. If it's a pesha osar, so even the next day it's okay. Why migu? This is a halacha of migu l'mafreya, etc., etc. Pesha osar means I have the power to aser. If you believe me to aser, then you have to believe me to be mater as well. That's what pesha osar is, stronger type than a migu. That's what he's saying.
I just don't understand how the guy could be quiet.
In which case?
In the low bet.
Our case, we're going to get to it soon. That's very simple.
Nothing.
He could have just said Perua.
That's not being quiet. That's not being quiet.
No, but I understand that. No, but he didn't have to say Moed B'Shasha
Kosovo. It doesn't matter. If he just says Parati, he's in effect saying it's a good law.
No, he's not.
Why would I have paid
No,
it?
No, if he says Parati, he's believed. But he says, Parati, he's believed.
The minute he says I paid it.
I got it. That's not true, though.
It was a good
That's
law.
Not true. If he says I paid it, and it's not a regular star, he's believed.
What does that mean?
Because there's not a good star, he's
so
believed.
So what? He paid it.
So what? She's believed, doesn't
he
have to pay.
Why
he doesn't
he
have. He doesn't have to pay. He's off the hook. He's believed. A guy comes with a star without any adim, and the guy says, I paid it up, goodbye. He's believed.
It makes sense.
Why?
Because why would he have paid
I understand, but you tell me that every parati is moed b'shtar shekosvay. I don't know if that's true.
Of course is that? It is. How else? Why would I pay it?
Because if the star was a
poor, I understand, that's what you're saying. Okay, I don't know. We're going to say B'chon. Fine. I'm not holding our case yet. But you understand the difference between a regular migu and a pesha osar? That's the first thing, yes.
I don't understand. The Mokar Rav that's by Bolsi Shemra, right?
Yeah. No, not by. No. We learned from there, the Gemara learned from there that he's believed. Avshom HaKadash is Biti Nemon.
Does that case the Bolsi
Shemra? No. Kadash is Biti. Husband's father's believed to say. Because Gemara learns from there, as Biti Nesati Lisha Zeh, that a father's believed to say Kedashi is Biti.
Yeah, I thought that was by Moshe Shemra.
And what does that do with Biti Nesati Lisha Zeh?
I don't know. The husband's coming.
No. It's not in the context of Moitzei Shem Ra. We, it's the pasuk of Moitzei Shem Ra, but we learn from there, Kedash to Yizbiti, the husband and the father's believed.
Yeah, no one else should be able to make the conclusion.
Right, the father is believed. He's not a regular Eid Echot. He's believed the father is a Nekoach, the marriage of his child. So that's the concept of Peshos. Okay, so far, we see there's two things. Comes along of Issa Zalman Meltzer, and he says, that's what Tosfos is busy with over here. How? Let's figure it out together. We'll figure it out. Four. The Yesh Leimau says of Issa Zalman Meltzer, Sheshnei Hata'amim Tzchichim Lezelozeh. Dinei Motzinu Din Migu V'din HaPeshosar. The Din HaPeshosar Eino Mishum Din Migu Shuhu Din Biru Ela the Dinu D'chivin D'hu Ha'oisel Al Kein Yochel Liyos Bo'is HaShoh HaMatir Kivin D'chol Ika Adova On the Yoidin Bipip Shal Zeh K'moy D'amri Lehedi B'ksubis Daf Chav Gimo Minayin HaPeshosar U'mak Sh'olam Likro Svorio Osra Bu'sharilo. Right? So in other words, there's two things. There's a migu and a stronger pesh osar. Vapizeh yesh leimal, the tam shara pesh rashi, mishum de dvato edem chsomim, et tzricha mikin zafika tzom, zvim yikam klal, and it says, but the second part of what Tosfos is saying, vitzricha rabon kiyum, daf keich de toy mizuyov, eino tam klal, al svore de migu. De mikomakoim, eich nucha levata la migu, yeh meizu tam shiyah, im a kaponim hoye tsayn mezoy fer yepotter va mailo namen loy listen pro ab mikel mezoy. In other words, he's saying our question, who cares that without that at the end of the day mid rights is nechero, at the end of the day he should be really pro ab mikel mezoy. So now he explains by the underlying things, elo the bm sokh loy mal ketir tsatayses the migu lekakan mishum de shema yore loy mal mezoy. Tosfos' first kasha is that every time Moed B'Shtash Shekosva and he says Perua, let him be believed Perua with a migu de mezuyif. Let him be believed to say when he paid up, even though he admitted it's a good star. Why migu de mezuyif? So Tosfos says no, he does have migu de mezuyif. Why not? He's afraid to say mezuyif. He'll be contradicted. Ela de mikomakoyim loy mahani terut zeh. Elo al migu v'loy al hapesh osa. The al kolponim yesh kam loymar hapesh osa hu hapesh yitil. The einu mitam biru klal, the al kolponim kiven shuwa oisir hu amatir kin amrin amosom hu osra v'hu shorilo. In other places says, you're right, there's no perua migu de mezuyif. But when he says, when he says, moide b'shtar shekosvo and I paid it up, then he has a peshosa and peshitir. So believe me, perua, peshosa, peshitir. I'm the one who says it's a good star. And believe me, when I say it's perua. Now what are you telling me? He's afraid to say it. That's good svaris in migu. Migu, you have to say, I could have said something better. Forget about it, I could have said something better. I have a koyach because I'm the one who permitted it. Forbade it, then I'm the one who permits it. So it's irrelevant what I could have said, yor eloimar. Forget about the migu svaris. But about Pesha Osa, I should be relieved. And that takes the second question. And therefore, Taisa says, Ela dazeh on the boy in Achsov Shapir, Mishum din edim achsum al ashtar, Mishnecha v'idusim bezde, v'nimtso, D'loi huo eises ashtar, Ela achsov ashtar b'chez kosoi, Gam b'loi kiyum aleve. In other words, now Taisa says, you're not a Pesha Osa. Why are you not a Pesha Osa? Because the star is already mid a terror, K'nech v'idusim bezden dami. Yeah, Chazal gave you special heter. Then when you say mezuyif, you have to be mekayim the star. But meikar adin nechkoei dusim bebezdin. So you're not the pesha osar. So if you're not the pesha osar, you don't need a pesha yeter. So you're not believed on perua. And that's all Tosfos is saying. He's saying a new pshat on Tosfos. Very simple. Go back to the words of Tosfos, and that's exactly what Tosfos is saying. Says Tosfos, v'im toimal my time loy mehem b'migu di boyam mezuyif. Very simple. Why don't you have a simple migu? And then he says, what if it? You're right. There's no migu over here because you're afraid to say mezuyif. But you have a pesh also. You're the one who's made of a star shekosvai, and therefore you're the one who says pua. You should be believed. Pesh also, pesh yitir. Says Tosfos, upir shekuz b'akam acher, the time of shum v'ater in tzach kiyum. Then mechzum shan askim lech duz in bezer domim. B'rabon u tzach kiyum, kitay mizuyev. Aba shah tain is kempua, lo yitichu kiyum. And therefore, they don't need a kiyum. There's no pesha osar. And therefore, you now believe with the taina of Pelua. And by the way, it comes to the crux of something. I saw actually following Chakira. The what's pshat that when the person taina's mezuyif, so we say there's no nechkerah. Is the pshat that it tells me, the chazok is no good? Or no? The star really is a good star no matter what. This chazal said a special thing. If you go ahead and say, by the way, mezuyif, oh, such a taina, we're going to make you have to aid and come and be mekayim. But it doesn't change the fact that minatera, the star is always a good star. If you come with a taina mezuyif, okay, we'll have to aid him to counter that taina. But meikar adin, the star, is always called a good star. See, if the star is always called a good star, you're not the pesha osa. If I'm not the pesha osa, then you have no pesha ether and you not believe perua. That's one way to learn Taisus. Rabbi Zalman says it. Rav Chaim says it in one line already. Look over here. Baruch Be'er quotes in number 5. Shemati Machin. Here we go. Here he says. Vamati lahazvi tiras ha-taisus ha-taisus la-kamon da-fites. Moided mishumachil and hemlev migu and redmeir mishum demreise eidem ha-tsumim al-shtar nasek mishtech edusim be'ezin v'rak chom yitzichu kim ha-kein lem hem and rak betayin zuyef v'loi betayin zbruo v'shumati machin v'shem moirev rabi d'lechoyre loy mahani rak sh'loi yeh choshev ha-pesh osar av amigo miyo choshev v'omu mishmoy the base ha-tirutzim tzchichi la-hadodi the both tirutzim are needed. The leka pesha osar, there's no pesha osar because nechera. Memeda lechoshin migol, they swore ishaina, the yore loy veloy ma mezuyah pen yakishua. So again, the Chaim already pointed out that the two tirutzim and taisas are two separate things. The first teretz is to tell me why there's no migu. The second teretz is to tell me why there's not a pesha osar, because nechera yedusa on the star before him, and therefore it's not pesha osar, and therefore you don't not believe with pavua. Pashut mod, very simple. Yossi, have another way to learn Pshat Taisus? But that seems to be as simple as can be.
Nice.
Right? Nice, simple Pshat Taisus. Comes along Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and here is the classic Rabbi Chanan Wasserman on Migu, in this Taisus. What's Rabbi Chanan Wasserman's famous Chakira on Migu? Right. And that's this Taisus. How? That I'm not quite clear yet how, but we'll see that. Okay, we're going to get to it. So that's, here's Rabbi Chanan Wasserman on this, that's where he says it on this thesis. You might as well see it inside. So he starts off with Rabbi Chanan asks, turn to number 8, actually. He doesn't really ask the question. I mean, if you look in Beis and Rabbi Chanan, by the way, if you want to look, something else somebody pointed out, that Taisa doesn't say uvekuntres pirish. Taisa says upirish bekuntres. If Taisa say uve, the Beis Yaakov says, Mesiva says, uvekuntres pirish means it's another pshat. The first pshat is the first answer. Uvekuntres pirish, a different answer. He doesn't say that. He says, Upirish Bekuntres means I'm adding on to what I said in the beginning based on Rashi's Upirish Bekuntres as opposed to Ubekuntres Piris. Right? The Beis Yaakov Nesivis says, you don't hear that Chakira, dear? Okay, I should show it inside. The Nesivis Beis Yaakov points out that Chakira, points out that he asks as a question, what's the Bekuntres Piris? It should be Upirish Bekuntres. Okay, fine. Now, comes along the Ram. And he said like this. We can see the run inside. So B'chanan says, "Elochay reine moving the matam yesh b'zeh the soisav ikamigu kim yochel itan mezuyif akupon midrabanan." Okay, just as a question, what says the second teretz? You still have a migu. Says Rabbi Chanan, based on the run. The run asked a question like this. The run asked, "A father is believed to say, right? I was mekadosh this girl, and I was mekadosh her, and I was accepted her get." Right, the father has believed to say that. And therefore, he can make her pasul l'koyim. He can make a pasul l'koyim. Kidashtiyo and girashtiyo. He can say that. So the Ran asked the question in the Gemara Kedushin, is the father believed to say by a shvuya, why is he not believed by a shvuya to say that this girl was taken captive? The Gemara says he's only believed to say, I was mekadosh this woman. As miti mekadosh nesati li shazeh, he's able to be Mekadesh, a daughter. So the Gemara says, why is he not believed to say that she was a Shvuya, that she was taken captive? So the Ran asked the question, Vakati Kasha, Nehemna Bishvuya, he should be believed to say she was taken captive, and therefore she's Asa Lekayin, right? If she's taken captive, she's Asa Lekayin. Why? Because she was raped in captivity, and therefore she by Goy, she's Asa Lekayin. So the Gemara says he's not believed. The father's Nemonis is only as Biti Nusati, Kedashti Vigrashtiyo. So the Gemara asks a question, the Ran asks a question, let him be believed, Bishvuya, Migudi Boyoma, Kidashtiyo Vigrashtiyo, the Mehemun Upasala Bikuna. Because when he says, I married her and I divorced her, she's also to a Kohen. So therefore he should believe, he says, Bishvuya, she was taken captive, he should believe. Why? Because he has a Migu, he could have said, Kidashtiyo Vigrashtiyo. Says Taisvis, says the Ran, Yesh Loimar, the Migu lechatzi taino loy amrinon. V'hocha chatzi taino hu. Lifish achshav uroitz lepoislo, bein leinyin truma, bein leinyin kuna. V'chiyom agirashtiyo, loy posilo, elo lekuna. Which means, that if he says, again, if he says, I married her and I divorced her, then what? She's only usher to marry a kohen. But if she was a bas kohen, she can still eat truma. But if he says she was a shvuya and she was raped, right? Shvuya, so he has two things. And she cannot marry a kohen. And if she's a bas kohen, she cannot eat truma as well. So it's not a good migu. Why? It's a migu lechatzi taina. Which means it's only migu for half the things. So should he? So right? It's a migu for half the time. Why? What's wrong with that?
Because if he wants to accomplish getting her rejected from both, he can't say I could have said shvuya.
Correct.
That wouldn't have accomplished.
Correct. Why isn't he believed at least to say shvuya to say that she's also to kohen? For that, he should be believed.
But he wouldn't have accomplished what he wanted.
Yeah, but no, he does want to. Yes, he wants to accomplish that.
We're saying if you have a better answer, but it's not a better answer.
I know, but at least for that part, he should be believed. So that place it says, that Ram says, it's called a migu lechatzi taina. A migu for only half my taina is not a good migu. Even on that part, by the way. Even on the part that she should believe, he should believe to Asher Lekayin, he's also not believed, is migu lechatzi taina. Are you understand that?
Why should he be believed by Shvuya? By Kiddushin again. So he's affecting the captivity, then he's no better than a single angel.
Correct. So that's what Gemara says he's not believed. Comes along the Rana says he should be believed with a migu.
Why?
Because he could have passed her by marrying her off.
But if he was quiet, nothing would.
Not quiet. He could have said a better taina. If he wants to possibly, he could have said Kidashiva Gashiya. So when he says, my daughter is a Shvuya, let him at least let him be believed to say that she's also to marry Kohen. With the Nemonis, not as a Echot, with a Migu. So the Ram says, Teretz number one, Migu Lechatzi Taina. Which means, even to say just that she's forbidden to Kohen, he's also not believed, because it's only a half a Taina. You understand?
But the whole concept of Migu is the saying, you got to believe me on this, because I had something better I could
correct.
Say. But in this case, it's not better.
Yes, it is.
It's not better.
Yes, it is, because I'm believed on Kidashtiyo
Vigrashtiyo. It's not better.
It's better on the fact that she's also to coin. It's just as good, and it's better, because I'm believed on.
It's only better on half.
Okay.
So it's not better.
I got it. So, but the Chiddush is he's not even believed on half. Because it's the Chatzi Taina.
Because it's not better.
Cool. Okay. Fine. It's not better because of the Chatzi Taina. But even on the half, he's not believed. That's the first Teretz. Right? That's the Ram. You argue in the Ram that the Ram says that. Now, Vacherim Amu, the second Teretz of the Ram, the Chivin, the Mashe, Minotor Lav, Chidushu, Sharei Loi Hoyo Roy, Liyois Nemon Yosef, Made Echad Almo. In other words, the whole fact that he's believed on Kiddushin, that's a Chiddush, because really, he's not more than a regulate Echad. So the fact that he believes on Kiddushin, the Torah gave him a special nemonis. That's a chiddush. Dayenu shenamin oisoi ba'oiso taina atzma. Then we only believe him on that taina itself. Aval ein oimri migu machmas ve'ein lonu ala chedusha belvad. In other words, to say kiddush, that's your svar. To say kiddush via, that's a chiddush.
It's a special case.
It's a special case. So what do you want to tell me? Believe me, shvuya kiddush via? Ah, ein lecha boy ala chedushay, and that's it. What's on that? How do you understand that, Rav? Says the Rebbe Chanan, last line in the first paragraph, v'gam tzeh tzorich biyur. Dema bekach da'aveh chidush. Mikol mekoyim, ikol emeimah, ma'ala l'shaker. What kind of svar is that? At the end of the day, he could have said that taina. So you're right, that taina is reserved only for the father. But I could have said that. So I should be believed with the migu. What's that?
It's not a svar, it's a gzeirat kasuv.
So what? But that's exactly, but I could have said that taina. So why don't I have the migu? You saw, what's the answer? Here's Rebbe Chanan's insight. So Rebbe Chanan, out of this ram, no, not Pesh Osir, we're done with that. Rebbe Chanan Wasserman, from this ram, was able to extrapolate that there's two concepts in migu. There's one migu which is a biru, a nemonis, which means believe me on A because I could have said B. And if I wanted to lie, I could have said something better. So believe me, when I'm saying A, I must be saying the truth. That's one type of migu. That's a migu which gives me nemonis. Let's read what he says. Number 8, Dalet. V'nireh b'biyo shnei atirutzim shibaran. V'din migu yesh lefashoy b'shnei ofanim. Du anan sa'adi sho'imer emes. It's like we know he's saying the truth. The maloy l'shaker. He wanted to lie. He could have said a better taina. Which means the first svar is a migu for a chatzi taina. What do you mean? You could have said something better? No. Believe me when I'm saying that I'm saying the truth, because I could have said something better if I wanted to lie. You couldn't have said something better, because that would have given you less of a nemonis to paso. So therefore, there's no raya what I'm saying now is true, even if it's only for chatzi taina. The whole nemonis, really, you shouldn't believe me at all when I say shvuya. Believe me, I'm saying shvuya, because I could have said something better, but that other thing is not better. And if it's not better, I don't believe you on what you're saying now. The nemonis falls away. You just say it echot. You want to have a nemonis, believe me, that I'm non-sadi, what I'm saying is true, because I could have said something better. But if it's not something better, then even on the half the taina, I'm not believed. Why? Because it's not better. So therefore, what I'm saying now is a regular eid echot, I'm not believed. There's no nemonis. That's the first part of the round. Then comes the round along and says, yesh leimal, de einoi mitam anan sa'adi. It's not anan sa'adi that we know what you're saying is true. It's not proof that, believe me, what I'm saying, I must be saying the truth. Elo shudin nemonis. De bekoyach hanemonis sheyesh lo litoin taina acheres nemon gamal taina zois shehu toyin. That it gives the power, koyach hanemonis, or people like to call it koyach hataina. That the fact I could have said A, so when I say B, I have a koyach to say as if I say A. Not that I'm saying the truth, but I have a koach, a taina, that if I could have said A, then when I say B, it gives me the power as if I'm saying A. It gives me a koach to taina that. Gives me a right to taina that. Valkein lo ichpas lon mashuhu lechatzi taina. The mikomakon yesh lo koach nemonos. In other words, if the svari is the koyach hataina, so you're right on the fact that I'm passing her from eating truma, that I have no taina. But on the nemonis that she's also lekoyin, that same koyach I had in taina A. If you have to give me a nemonis, believe me, what I'm saying is true. Without that, I don't believe you're saying the truth. So it's not a better taina. So I don't believe what I'm saying is true. But if the svar is a koach hataina, which means that if I said A, that gives me koach, whatever I said in A, it gives me koach, that when I say B, I have a koach to say that, And I'm believed to say that, not because I'm saying the truth, but I have a koach to say that. So at least on half the taina that I had over there, the part that he's also lekayin, that I should have a koach that much to say what I'm saying over here. And you should accept what I'm saying as a koach taina. That's a migu. So what's the teretz of that, says the Ram? The teretz is that since that taina is a chiddush, so it doesn't transfer over to the other taina. Ein lechaboy, el lechidushoy. That's exactly what the Ram is saying. Like we're saying, v'akein lech mashu chatzitainu, mikomo kamish lech lema chatzitainu, ulezeh tiretz, dechivin dechidushu, ein lechaboy, el lechidushoy. V'loi mehemon, elo betaina zu atzmo, v'loi betaina acheres machmosa. You only believe on that taina itself, and migus doesn't come into play over here. Migu, to believe me on this taina from that koach, from that taina, that doesn't come into play because ein lechabo el chidushoy only has beaten the satin isha there you believed, nothing else you believed. That's where B'chanan got the svar from. Now you know, by the way, you always know, you saw, you knew this chakir B'chanan, right? You know it was a Ran in Kiddushin? And it's so clear because that's exactly what the Ran is saying, that ein lechabo el chidushoy. If it's because of Nemanus, Migu, so who cares? Unbelief, Migu. No. The answer is Ein lechabo el chidushoy. That's it. Says the B'chanan, that's what the two Terutzim in Tesis are saying exactly the same way. First Tesis comes along and says, they believe me, Migu, Parua, Migu de Mezuyev. What does that mean? Believe me that I paid up because I could have, believe me, give me Nemanus. If I wanted to lie, I could have said something better. Migu de Mezuyev. So Taisa says, no, I don't believe you. Because you don't want to say that other taina. So therefore, if you couldn't have said the other taina, there is no Purua Migu de Mezuyev. You couldn't have said that. So therefore, if you were afraid to say that, it doesn't make me believe you on Purua anymore. You don't have the Nemanus. Comes along Taisa, and Taisa says, okay, forget about that Svara of Migu. But there's another Svara of Migu. Koach HaTaina. Whether I would have said it, I wouldn't have said it. I have such a taina of Mezuyev? Yes, I couldn't have said it, correct. But that koach should transfer over to over here. And when I say perua, I should have the same koach as if I would have said Mezuyev. You're right, I wouldn't have said it. But koach hataina, it doesn't make a difference whether I could have said it or not. So if that's the case, says the B'chanan, I should have believed in the perua with the koach hataina. Says the B'chanan, the same svara. Ein lechaboy el chidushoy. What does it mean, ein lechaboy el chidushoy? That the Torah says that only when you say mezuyov, that's when the nechkara falls away. But if you don't say mezuyov, you can't use the koyach of mezuyov that tells me that there's no nechkara with a migu. It's ein lechaboy el chidushoy. Exact same svara. Yossi, you following? The same svara. Are you following? Not following. In other words, Seth, you're following it, right? Makes a lot of sense. David, you're following it? I'll say it again.
I don't understand what this koach hataina is. I don't understand why it would transfer over. I don't understand why it doesn't transfer over since the chiddush.
Okay.
Understand the words.
The why it doesn't transfer over.
I understand why it doesn't transfer over.
But why, on what cases can you transfer over?
Well, I'll tell you. So, B'chana has a whole thing. I put it on the thing. If I have time, I'll go through it. On the case of Migu de Ha'oza. There's a migu de ha'aza, which is a migu. Maybe we should do that before we get to Agmar.
That's more than a mixus.
Well, more than mixus, exactly. So more than mixus is a migu de ha'aza, and Agmar said it doesn't work. But nevertheless, it works. It doesn't help for shvu, but it helps for mammon. See, we're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get more than mixus. I'm going to get that. Before we get to more than mixus, that's the last page. Let me first explain the first thing. You understand the migu, the svara of Rabbi Iskowitz. Are you with us or you're... Let's start again. You understand the svara of Nemanus?
Yeah, that's the regular
migu. I understand it, right? If I shouldn't believe. I understand the Ran's case very well. The case is when he doesn't taina as beating the satan ishazer, like you said, just eid echot shvuyo. He's not believed eid echot, right? So the answer is no. With the migu, he should be believed. Meaning, believe me, I must be saying the truth. It gives me anan sahadi. It's like two eidim saying, oh, he's saying the truth. That's the power of migu. So the Gemara says over there, the Tosa says, it's a chatzi taina. What do you mean chatzi taina? The Ran says that it's not a better taina. So it's not a bit of taina. So therefore, I don't have any proof that what you're saying is a true svara.
Even on the half.
Right? Why? Because there's no nemonis. You're just a regular person saying, Ba'ishvuya, Eidecha, you not believe. You want to have a special nemonis? Yeah, but you couldn't have said that better taina because it's a worse taina. So therefore, it's only chatzi taina. So therefore, I don't believe you. That's one svara. Says Rav Chanan, there's another svara of migu. Migu doesn't mean it's a nemonis. Rather, it's a koach hataina. What does it mean, koach hataina? Means, not that you have to believe me that I'm saying the truth. Even if you don't believe me, even if it's not like two edim telling me that, oh, he must be saying the truth. Believe him as if there's two edim. We know he's saying the truth. Nothing to do with we know he's saying the truth. But he has a koach to say A. So when he says B, then because he could have said A, so whatever he could have won in A, gives him the koach to win in B. Not because we believe him that there's a special belief, like Hashem is screaming from Shemaim, believe him, he's saying the truth. Nothing to do with that. But he has a koach to win in this case, this concept in Choshen Mishpat. There's a taina. My taina is going to win. Does that mean I believe you? Not necessarily. But Bari Hashem, or Bari believes, right? Bari wins. Does Bari win because we believe him more? Or because it's a better taina, it wins. Says the B'chanan, when I have a taina, then my koach comes from there. And even though Migu tells me I could have said that, so therefore whatever that would have given me, this gives me also. Not necessarily because I have to believe you. Not because we know two Edom are saying, oh, he must be saying the truth. Oh, believe him this time, even though he's Eid Echot. It gives him a koach of that taina. That's the second svar.
Okay, so then why doesn't it work with the chidush?
So Muhammad says that if it's ein lechaboy el chidushoy, it tells me that that taina of kiddushis biti cannot transfer over to anywhere else.
But he has the koach.
No, but it can only when he says that thing. It can't transfer over when he says something else because it's a chidush. Ein lechaboy el chidushoy. So ein lechaboy el chidush tells me that the koach hataina doesn't lend itself from as speaking of Satanisha there, because that remains only over there in the Chabayel
Chedushah.
Only in that special case. The Torah hadn't made an exception, right? We wouldn't believe the father. If the Torah hadn't gone out of its way to say, we'll believe the father, and he married over the daughter, we would not believe the father.
Correct. So it's only a taina over there.
The power of that claim, and that claim was only a unique circumstance that the Torah made an allowance for.
Correct. So there's no nemonis and there's no taina that can transfer also. I hear that svara, by the way. I hear that svara very well. Over there, by the way, Rav's case is the only place I actually hear that svara. Makes sense. So B'chanan wants to say that the same would apply in our Gemara. Why? Because in our Gemara, right, really we say the star is a good star. Just when you say Mezuyev, that's when the star is no good. When you say Mezuyev, really it's a good star. When you say Mezuyev, you have a special power to undo the star. When you say Mezuyev, says Rechanan, Ein Lechabel Lechidushay. When you want to say Perua and use the power of Mezuyev, then you can't do that. Because Perua is a regular taina. It's Nechve Edusim Bebezin. The star is a good star. You want to use the Koach HaTaina of Mezuyev, Ein Lechabel Lechidushay. And that's exactly what Taisa says. Taisa first tarot is, you should believe within their moments. So Taisa says, no, you don't have the regular Migu, Yore Loima, you're afraid to say it. And then Taisa says, what about Koach HaTaina? You should have the time of the Koach of Mezuyev on Perua. She says, no. Mikum Dvar Teure Ein Tzorich Kiyum. Deinu Chtzum Oshtar Naskin Mir Dechidusim Bezdin. V'Rabbanu Tzorich Kiyum Mezuyev. Only to say Mezuyev. Aber Shal Tain is going Perua. Lo Yitzrichu Kiyum. By regular Tain of Perua, they didn't require you to have the Kiyum. You don't have the Koach of Mezuyev. And therefore, that Koach HaTaina of Mezuyev, you'll not have by Perua, and therefore there is no good Migu. The second Svar of Migu, you don't have. Half of a fella, Rabbi Chanan's Pshat in this Taisus. So when there's little Taisus over here that really didn't understand what Rashi was saying, we have two big Yesodas. One is the difference between Migu and Pesha Asar, and the other Svar is the two Svaras in Migu is evident in this Taisus, as you have by the case of Ezbiti Nusati. Not just a nemonis, believe what I'm saying, but a koach hataina, which remains in this case, as by the case of Ezbiti Nesati, only by the, say, when a case of Mezuyev alone, but not Perua doesn't have that koach, Because by Peruah we'll say, no, the star is a good star. It's Nechledus and Bezdin. Mizuyev, yeah. Then you can uproot the star. But a Peruah with a Koyach of Mizuyev, it's not going to happen. And that's exactly what Taisa is saying.